Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
One of our friends was returning to the car park after playing music for the Salvation Army in a local shopping centre. He put his ticket in the pay machine and a female voice said, "How do you become a member?" He looked around to see if there was someone behind him, but there was no one there, just him and that machine. Has it become self-aware? Sorry, I've been watching too many Terminator movies. He looked back at the machine. "Pardon?" he said, and it said, "How do you become a member of the Salvation Army?" Now, I know technology has advanced at lightning pace, and while I could understand the machine being programmed to say, "Have a nice day," or "You haven't put enough money in," this was a bit too weird. The machine went on to explain that its grandmother had been involved with the Salvation Army and had thought that it would be good to carry on the family tradition. The man thought for a moment and was about to quip, "Did your grandmother used to be a trombone?" But that wouldn't have been very kind. I mean, machines have feelings too. Anyway, it turned out it was the operator talking from a central office location and could see his Salvo's uniform, presumably via a CCTV link. He suggested how she could get connected and went on his way. Maybe you were helped out by the Salvos or another NGO in the past and want to get involved in some way to show your appreciation and return the favour by helping someone else. It's a great idea, whether it's just a once-off or even to commit your life full-time to that goal. The reason doesn't really matter, because God will see what you do and He'll reward you. There is a beautiful passage in the Bible in Isaiah 58 where God said to His people, "Remove the chains of oppression and the yoke of injustice and let the oppressed go free. Share your food with the hungry and open your homes to the homeless poor. Give clothes to those who have nothing to wear and do not refuse to help your own relatives. Then my favor will shine on you like the morning sun and your wounds will be quickly healed." I'm Aaron Wright.